do we think there's electrolyte deficiency? First of all, they farm like crazy, the same fields over and over, the same product, and they take what's left over. Remember in the Bible it said to leave what was left over and they can glean the fields? God knew what he was doing. He didn't tell us why. He didn't have to. You obey or it doesn't work. We pull all the things out of the field and all the nutrients are in the root, in the wood, that part. When you pull it out, you lose the nutrients out of the field. So much that it can go acid on you. You know what happens to field that goes acid? God's got a natural thing. It says acid fields break down the rocks. You know why? Because you break down the rocks over a period of time, you'll put the minerals back in the field, it'll become alkaline again, you can grow again. Make sense? In fact, acid rain is the worst thing you can see if you're a farmer because it'll stop the seeds from growing. Now, I've got all these seeds and this whole thing not working. So what do I put in to make my soil grow? Growable, so I can grow stuff. I put in NKP, nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus. Well, folks, did you see me put in any selenium for your colon health, for your detox? How about a little bit of chromium so you could handle blood sugar better? Or vanadium so you can handle blood sugar? Or iron so you don't have your iron-tired blood geritol feeling? How about a little zinc? Did we put any zinc in? No, we put NKP because that's all it took to get that crop to grow. You ever grow tomatoes at home? Kind of ugly little things, but you know, you put one in your mouth, you take a bite, it explodes with flavor, right? Have you gone to the grocery store where they have these big, super looking tomatoes and you cut in them and you put it in your mouth and it exploded with what?
Nothing.
And if you don't bury it in a salad, and with a lot of salad dressing, you probably couldn't stomach the thing. Why? Well, we've genetically engineered it with frog parts and all kinds of things. And we've changed DNA and RNA and mutated, and we haven't got a clue what we're making for food anymore. And does that make a difference in your body? Let me tell you this, healthy food, healthy body. The people who brought that kind of logic that if it looks like a tomato and it's the same, are the same people who believe that descending and losing altitude is the same thing. It's a huge difference. Let me tell you, they did a tomato plant study. They took one petrochemical fertilizer, they took one with NKP, and they grew it, and the bugs went all over it. So then they took a petrochemical and a pesticide and sprayed it. That's what they had to do to kill the bugs on that. Then they took another one with nitrogen-based compost, and they grew it. Bugs wouldn't get near it. So he said, well, there's a problem, maybe it's proximity. So he wrapped the vines together. Do you know the bugs would go off? The second they got near that healthy one, they went right back to the sick one. Why? What do? They want dead and dying things. That's their job. They're just doing their job. So if we keep making sick food, is it any wonder we're having sick people? See, because we have this logic that a frog in a blender is the same as a frog. Folks, it can't jump. It's got all the chemicals. It can't jump. Now, we've done a lot of that. In fact, there was a champion bullfrog story where the bullfrog was constantly winning the jumping thing. And they said, well, I'll tell you what, to make it fair, let's just cut one leg off. So the bullfrog jumped sideways and still won it. And they said, well, let's cut the second leg off. And they cut the second leg off. And they go, jump. And the bullfrog didn't jump. And they go, jump. And the bullfrog didn't jump. Their conclusion was the bullfrog was hard of hearing. See, oftentimes, if we don't get the results we want, doesn't mean it's the reason we think. It's the kind of logic that says that when the rooster crows, it gets warm. Therefore, the rooster crowing causes it to get warm, right? I get this logic all the time. When I deal with things, I go, no, those are mutually occurring parallel events. The sun rose up, the rooster crows, and it gets warm. But you got to get the sun. You can't keep getting roosters. And we keep getting roosters because we're treating symptoms. And we're assuming that you're sick because of the bugs. So what's missing from the food? The enzymes are missing. The second you cook foods and process foods, you lose the enzymes. What are enzymes? There's a starter motor to help digest your foods and to make all parts of your body function. What else is missing? B vitamins and all the cofactors, and that's processing a lot of other things that have caused that. What else is missing? Essential amino acids. Now, does the word essential mean anything to you? Yeah. Essential means it's essential. I have people all the time say, I'm sorry, I don't eat protein. It's essential. You eat protein. People say, well, you know, I don't believe in breathing. Okay. Let's see how long you can hold your breath. And you know, we have another thing that just amazes me. We have a feeling that kids, when they're born, won't drink water and won't drink mother's milk. We have to give them what? Sugar water. We got to give them sugar water because they won't drink. Okay, folks. How do you think we survived 10,000 years? You want to see when a baby will drink? When that baby is so hungry, it wants to drink. It'll drink. You don't have to give it sugar water. Otherwise, mankind would have disappeared years ago. Fiber. Are we low on fiber? It's one of the first things we process out of our foods. You know, I see an amazing thing. How many of you think oats look like a little circle thing with a dot in the middle? Well, what's an oat look like? Most people don't know. But it doesn't look like a circle thing with a dot in it. It looks like long grain brown rice. And you can cut it, and they call that oat groats, and you can call it cut oat groats, and things like steel cut groats, and things like that. But oat groats, oats like that. So we flat it out, and we give you the brand, that's it. Then we come back a few years later and say, you know, if you take the fiber, you'll lower your cholesterol. Well, my question is, who took the fiber? You took the fiber, and now you're selling me back the fiber and the bran. What kind of deal are you running here? 49 cents, I can get oat groats and feed my horse all day long, but you're charging me $3-4 to get my bran and my oats. Well, we do it all the time. Content-free, calorie-rich foods. So we go low on fiber. How much fiber does your body need? Between 25 and 30 grams a day. Do you know what fiber does? It sure would help that person who's constipated, wouldn't it? It absorbs your poisons and pulls them out. You know what else it does? It slows the speed in which your sugar reaches your blood, slowly delivering it at the speed it can handle. You don't have fiber, you know what happens? You get sugar right now. Do we have hypoglycemia, which is a precursor to diabetes, as a problem in this country? I'll tell you what. You don't want to be around the roads on the way home. Because road rage comes directly from, well, women, let's take a test here. Do you tell your husband about the kids, the finances, or anything that happened until you feed him when he gets home? Well, if you do, you're missing something here, because it's a dangerous time to tell a man about anything. I love it. Do women suffer from PMS? Do men suffer from PMS? Sure they do. It's called pre-meal syndrome. And what I find fascinating is women suffer from PMS. You can know when it's coming and what's going on. Men, once a day, every day, before dinner, PMS. And when they get older and the prostate stops, then they got 20 years of PMS. Right? Women, you know what I'm talking about. Just my experience. So how do you fix that? Do you know that 30 grams of fiber is the equivalent of 2 to 25 pounds of fruits and vegetables? How many of you are eating that? I'll tell you what, you can't even eat a lot of psyllium and cover some of that. I mean, that's a lot of stuff. I actually, I've been searching all over the world for natural things that did what I'm talking about really well, and I found a root in Japan that really had this, that absorbed 200 times its weight in water. And you know what I hate about psyllium? You put some water in it, it turns into concrete right in the jar, and you got to figure out how to get it into your mouth as concrete. So I went and found this stuff, and I took it, and we started giving it to our patients. And we said it absorbs 200 times its weight in water. So they take it in a 2-ounce thing and drop it down. Well, 200 times its weight in water is not 2 ounces if you take a tablespoon of this stuff. So I said, you got to take about 16 ounces. They said, well, during the day, I take plenty of water. I said, that's like your driveway sets and the rain rains on it. Does the driveway get mushy afterwards? Once bran and fiber sets up, it sets up. You got to take water with the bran and fiber to detoxify your body. So these people get all clogged up and you know. So I'm telling you right now, you need fiber, but you need it with water. And don't try to get by with too little water, because that's an extreme big problem. Next thing, and I talked about the oils. Oils are huge. Not only hydrogen and saturated oils, but if you don't have the essential oils, you notice they call it essential oils? Isn't it amazing for the last 20 years you've been told if you take fat, you're gonna get fat? Sorry, folks, essential oils are part of fat. They're called fatty acids, but they're called essential. How many of you can run your car without oil? Well, you can't run your body without oil either. So let's talk just a little bit about essential oils. Inside oil is your antioxidant vitamin E, vitamin A, D, and K. Those are oil-soluble, aren't they? So if you don't take oils, you're not getting your oil-soluble antioxidants. Now let's talk about your other antioxidants. They've discovered about 74 of them. I found all those antioxidants, 74 different antioxidants, all in rice bran. And folks, that white rice you eat ain't rice bran. And it doesn't have fiber either. Rice bran, I'll tell you how healthy it is. When the Indian mothers watch their kids get sick, they give them rice bran and they get well. Is that pretty cool? Now, I think rice bran is great. It's got all the B vitamins, and I'll tell you how you'd know. Great Earth Vitamins, do you know where they get their vitamins from? Rice bran. Now, they don't give you the fatty acids and all the antioxidants, but in rice bran you can get 74 different antioxidants. 2 years ago you can only get 70. You know why? They improved the product, right? Now, 2 years ago, we didn't know about four of them. Isn't it nice when you eat God's food, you get what you need, and later on, you'll find out why? Have you noticed that's the way Scripture is? God says, don't do it. I don't know about you guys, but I was raised in the 60s. Don't do it meant, well, don't get caught doing it. You can try it. Well, you know what we discovered trying in the 60s? The sexual revolution, which has caused a proliferation of disease and STDs that has been unbelievable. The fallout of it is a disaster. The healthiest chemistries I see are people in their 70s. Sickest are the new kids, and the next sickest are the baby boomers. I'm going to tell you that right now. People in their 70s, they were breastfed, they weren't cesarean birth, they did everything, you know what? They did everything the old-fashioned way, God's way. And now they're healthy. Yeah, they're wearing out a little, but they're healthy. I'll tell you what, my generation did it their own way. They were the first generation, 50 years of worshiping technology and believing if you get a sniffle, you deserve an antibiotic. You obviously had an antibiotic deficiency going on, that's what makes you sick. Right? And you get a headache, it's an aspirin deficiency. I mean, that's the way it is. 19% of the people in the United States, according to the Business Week or Newsweek, ran a thing. The fifth most thing that they said saved and changed life the most was aspirin. 19% of the people said they couldn't live without it. Do we have a pain problem in the United States? Absolutely. You know what an idiot light is on your dash? Idiot light is a thing that says oil, heat, all that kind of stuff. When it goes off, what do? You cover it over with a tape and keep driving, right? Because you don't want to look at it. What do you think an aspirin is doing to a headache? What happens if you do cover it with a tape? Then steam starts coming from under the hood. You go, wow, it's a foggy day today. You think, I see this all the time. And then all of a sudden their engine seizes up in the middle of the freeway and everybody comes to their funeral and says, I don't know what happened to them. They looked healthy to me. Well, that's because they had all these tape all over their dash. And they had a tow truck pulling them down the freeway half the time. Right? We do that to our body. We wouldn't do it to our car. Okay, one of the things I was talking about were minerals. And I want to see if I can take a major mineral and see what a deficiency feels like. How many of you have... I'll give you the deficiencies of one mineral, just to show you how important minerals are. By the way, when people have a problem sleeping, I don't go to tryptophan and tyrosine and all. We go to getting the minerals and electrolytes right, and it normally balances them out. Loose stools, diarrhea, frequent urination can cause electrolyte deficiency. Sweating can cause electrolyte deficiency. Vomiting, nausea, any of those can cause electrolyte deficiency. So let me give you one. Anxiety, fast beating heart, tends to shallow breathe, mind races, can't go to sleep, or urinates at night, can't go back to sleep because the mind starts racing. Cramping, twitching, tight muscles, tends to fidget. Fatigue in mid-afternoon, get tired, and pain right here in the back. How many have those symptoms? Normally about one-third of the audience have symptoms of that one. All you need are two of them, by the way, and you're in this group. If you don't need them all. That's potassium. Potassium deficiency. And the real question is not do you have a potassium deficiency, but why do you have a potassium deficiency? Oftentimes mercury will cause you to dump potassium, yeast, infections, things like that. Abscesses are huge too. Abscesses in root canals. Oh, well, I think most of the problems are in our head. It's somewhere in our mouth most of the time, or our balance of our head and things like that. So we see that. Are minerals and trace minerals important? Absolutely. Most of you take what we call chelated minerals. Chelated minerals essentially means you put an amino acid with a mineral, and that will not in itself mean you digest and absorb it, because you need your hydrochloric acid to break that down. And you know, most people by the age of 70 have only 15% of the hydrochloric acid they had when they were kids. I don't even want to see what the next generation has at the age of 70. But if you have allergy or reactivity, your hydrochloric acid goes down even lower. So anytime you are in reactive mode, sick or something like that, you're what we call sympathetic dominant. That means you're in fight or flight mode and you won't digest, repair, and restore. So if you're in the race, you won't do a pit stop. In other words, we're built to either have our foot on the gas or our foot on the brake. You can't do both without wearing out the brakes. Now, what happens in life? What's the difference between a deadline and a saber-toothed tiger? Nothing, because they're all impending events that you have to push yourself and push yourself, and we wear ourselves out. We shoot our adrenals. We do all kinds of things. Our fight or flight mode is going full blast. This is a parasympathetic nightmare society, which is repair, restore. It's sympathetic dominant. It's fight or flight all over the road until finally you break down, and then you go into chronic fatigue, and then we go, okay, it's time to parasympathetic, repair, restore. You know, a lot of people I see in chronic fatigue are the ones who are type A's, go out and make everything happen all the time. Well, they typed aid themselves until they ran out of fuel. And the last thing, besides oils and fibers and things like that, are bacteria. We destroy our protective acidophilus and bifidus and the bacteria that makes us healthy. And that's why a lot of people take yogurts and things like that. But we start out at a very early age destroying that. First time you take that little pink stuff called Septra, you destroy that for your earache. First time you, anytime you take a cesarean birth, you're not going to get the bifidus coming through the vaginal canal. And in fact, you know, remember the story about the moth and the butterfly and how they're in the cocoon, and if you open the cocoon and let them out so they don't have to fight with the cocoon, what happens to them? The cocoon, they fight their way out, so they strengthen their muscles so they can move their wings and fly, right? If you let them out of the cocoon, what happens to them? They die. because they can't fly. They haven't got the muscles. When the baby comes through a vaginal canal, it pushes and moves every bone and pushes fluids through and puts bifidus in their mouth and sets them up to come through and grow. That's how we're set. That's how the body is worked through in its position. And when we don't do that, you don't get the good bifidus bacteria, which is your colonizing bacteria. Then the breastfeeding gives the colostrum, which sets your immune system, and then you breastfeed transient bacteria grows, that's the acidophilus and everything else. So we give people sugar instead, which grows bacteria forms of the wrong kind and fungal forms before you even have your protective lactobacillus acidophilus that puts out lactic acid, and you don't have that acid protecting you from the fungus, and the seeds become weeds. And the only difference between somebody who has a yeast infection and somebody who has yeast, everybody has yeast, but are your seeds are weeds. See, weeds, the way you can tell, they have things like bloat, gas, constipation, diarrhea, or alternating, tight neck, tight low back, sunlight sensitivity, head pressure, mid-afternoon fatigue, sometimes after meals, things like that. That's normally a sign that you have a yeast problem, but yeast is a symptom. I'll tell you this, you cannot get rid of yeast until you get rid of parasites, and you can't get rid of parasites if you have a gluten intolerance. And 1 out of 5 people we've seen have gluten intolerance in the clinic that we've tested. Because a gluten intolerance destroys your villi. Your villi are these little things that you absorb through. Notice how I've got about 25 inches here? If I destroy those villi, I have about 3 inches to absorb. So all of a sudden my absorption went way down, didn't it? If I don't have those little fingers, a little villi. And you know what happens to me? I get hungry all the time and I don't get my nutrients. So I overeat the wrong foods trying to feed myself, so I go and grab as much chocolate and candy and sugar as I can. Because I can't get nutrients, so I try to get calories so I can feel okay at my blood sugar level. Because I don't have my villi. And if you have a gluten intolerance and you're eating wheat all the time, wheat, oats, rye, barley, there's a whole group of them, you can have all kinds of problems with that. Also, did you know that allergy is the number one reason for addiction? You're normally addicted to that which you're allergic to. So, we can take a look at that. Now, what do? I went to Japan and I said, how do you guys solve this? And they said, you can't take acidophilus and bifidus by mouth. How many people go to the health food store and take acidophilus and bifidus by mouth? They said, you can take it and it'll get some results, but it dies fairly quickly and goes through you and you got to take it again the next morning. Anybody discover that to be true? Especially if it's cow bacteria, because cow bacteria lives in cows. It's not made to live in you. It's a different kind of bacteria. So they have a form called Lactobacillus spirogenes, which is a spore-form bacteria. Spore means it'll pass by the mercury fillings, through the hydrochloric acid, past the gallbladder with the bile, which destroys all the other bacteria pretty much. Sort of like parachuting babies into the Amazon jungle. A lot may leave, very few make it. Okay? What happens is these little spirogenes go in, they go all the way in your small intestine, they open up and put out lactic acid and chase out all the varmints. Isn't that cool? And they use it as a drug to stabilize diarrhea and bacteria in Japan. It's called Lactobacillus spirogenes. I've been using the bacteria now for a couple of years. In fact, we put together a product back there with Lactobacillus spirogenes and that fiber I just told you about. And we call it Don't Wait. Because if you take that, it should help you lose weight. Why? If you're overweight, it'll start pulling the toxins, get rid of the microbes, so you now can dump the weight. If you're underweight, it can help you absorb nutrients and finally get muscle. Isn't that amazing? It's an equalizer. But you know what? You don't go to the supplement factory and design this stuff. You go and see what God does. You know where God gets his minerals from? Where's the major mineral source in the world? The ground and the rocks and the minerals below the sea. Those are your two choices, aren't they? Well, the ground and the rocks are mostly at the surface, which means it's got all the pollution of modern society. So where do you think I went to get minerals? I went down 2,000 feet below the Kona Coast, which is the deepest part of the ocean. That means that water, which goes down about a foot a year, hasn't seen the surface since Jesus Christ was here. Not a lot of mercury and cadmium and all these things you find in the, you know, I hear these colloidal minerals and things like that. Folks, if they're pulling it from here, right in Utah somewhere, you're pulling surface mining stuff full of aluminum and a lot of heavy metals. You know how I learned these minerals were really good? The iron men over in Hawaii were using it so they could run their races and get better times and better recovery times. Sound pretty bioavailable? That's what I went. And I said, this is great stuff. And so I started using it on our patients with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and mid-afternoon fatigue and all that. I didn't start with them first. I started with me. I got tired in mid-afternoon. I opened a capsule, put it under my tongue, and within about, 10 minutes, my elevator was at the top floor and I was operating again. Absolutely amazed me. So anytime we get tired now, a group of us doctors got in the middle of the room, we go, yeah, a little tired, okay, yeah. We all did it. It was like we were passing out our cocaine or something. And that's what we did. And then we started giving it to patients, and they started getting results. And we started going, this is amazing. You know what it is? The plankton pulls only the nutrients required for life. And then as it drops down below the 600-foot level where there's not enough heat, light to live, it's got all the synergists for your body to absorb it readily. It's sitting right there in the bottom of the sea. Isn't that amazing? And you can get your minerals and your trace minerals all at the same time. So if I get my B vitamins, where do I get them from? I get them from rice bran from the mothers of India. They had to neuter a lipase enzyme so it didn't destroy the fatty acids, and you did get the good E vitamin. Why is E vitamin important? This is huge. E vitamin is the only 24-hour-a-day protection you have as an antioxidant. How long does your urine stay yellow after you take a vitamin? About 6-8 hours? That's how long you keep your water-soluble vitamins. You don't own them, you lease them. E is a fat-soluble vitamin, which means it stays in your liver. It's always there. Now, have you heard of things called tocopherols? Alpha tocopherol, mixed tocopherols? If you take vitamin E and it's a powder, you're taking a synthetic vitamin E. All the tests that were not done with synthetics, they were done with natural vitamin E. And everybody goes, well, I'm going to take it for my heart. Well, you take that powder stuff for your heart, you're wasting your time. You got to take the real vitamin E. Now, tocopherol, you've heard about as in vitamin E. In fact, if I said, what is vitamin E, you'd say tocopherol, right? I'm telling you right now, there are many vitamin E's, and tocopherol is only one you know because it's the only one they can synthesize. There's another vitamin E called tocotrienol. You ever heard of that? It's up to 1,000 times more powerful than alpha tocopherol. Comes natural in rice bran, but you can't synthesize it. Isn't that amazing? So when you eat God's food, you get a much more powerful antioxidant than you do when you go to making supplements and things. Isn't God cool?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And it all works. It synchronizes. It works together. Now let me tell you what vitamin E does. If we had a fight in the bar here and we had a bouncer, okay, the bouncer's vitamin E. Vitamin E goes and grabs the bad guy, takes him to the front door. Vitamin C comes along, who's the policeman, and says, I'll take him, put him in my car. The car is glutathione. Glutathione drives over to the police station and they get checked into lipoic acid. Okay? And then lipoic acid, and then you get your bioflavonoids and everybody, they all run the whole prison system. But you got to release vitamin E to go back and get another problem causer, or you got all your vitamin E tied up with one problem, right? So do you think vitamin E by itself is all you need? Do you think you need just vitamin E, vitamin C, vitamin A? No, you need them all. Because they pass the baton like a fire brigade or a relay race. And that's how your antioxidant system works. You also have a system inside called methylation. Have you heard of homocysteine? Dr. McCauley, a Harvard researcher, discovered homocysteine is actually more responsible for cardiovascular disease than is cholesterol. And homocysteine is a toxic amino acid that takes a thing called methylation to clear it out. And you know what methylation does to homocysteine? It turns it in to this thing called S-adenosine methionine, which is known to help people with depression, it's known to help people with energy, it's known to help all kinds of things. It's kind of like taking somebody who's run around the bar and they become born again and get married and now they're supporting society. You ever see that happen around here? See, that's what happens when homocysteine becomes S-adenosine methionine. is a thing called trimethylglycine, B12, folic acid, and B6, all converted from the bad poisonous thing that can cause Alzheimer's and heart disease into acetylcyanothionein. And that comes from sugar beets. Aren't we learning a lot? Yeah. Isn't God smart? It's unbelievable how smart God is. And you know, if you really want to end up sounding smart, just end up doing it the way God does it. Now, if you don't believe it's true, I'm a living testimony. I don't believe there's any silver bullets. I don't worship technology. My Savior is still alive, the only leader of any organized religion that is alive. And I believe in life. I believe in choosing life. I think a lot of us choose death very often in our daily decisions. And I believe as you take care of your temple, so can your temple take care of other people. And as a believer, I believe that we're here to serve other people. And there's 100 million chronically ill. And I have made a decision in my life to do everything I can to make a difference in their life. And I serve them at the medical center. I serve them writing my books. I serve them trying to find God's nutrition and how that can take care of replacing all this synthetic isolated stuff that doesn't work the same way in the body. And I want to see the body work the way God intended it. Because on my best day, I'm a temple mechanic, servant of God, a conduit of His way. On my worst day, I think I can do it myself. And I'm going to tell you, it makes a huge difference. I don't want any partial solution. That's a solution that says I got to keep coming back and coming back and coming back, because the truth will set you free. And that's not just spiritual, that's truth. Across the board, God never wanted us to be bound. Satan keeps telling us all the things we do wrong. My Jesus died for all my sins. Today, yesterday, and forever. And I believe that my health issues have to do with me constantly falling under, submitting to what He wants me to eat, what He wants me to live, how He wants me to live. Now, is that because it's a sin thing? No, I believe in Peter's dream. We're free to eat whatever we want. And everything God gave us was for a good reason. Man has convoluted and destroyed it, and that's how we get sin. It's taking everything that is a sin today is because we convoluted a gift to God. We turned our blessings into cursings. And I think food, and I think our life, I think the whole thing. The worship of food is the number one addiction women have. The worship of sex is the number one addiction men have. Both of those were gifts of God. And yet we've caused them to divide people, not to bring them together. I tend to see a lot of ready, fire, aim. You know, here's the answer, now what was your question? If all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Just that's the way it is. If you don't have a whole toolkit to solve it, you know, somebody says, well, I'm taking the greatest new thing that could possibly happen. And I could name them. There was pycnogenol one time, now they're talking lipoic acid. You know what, God got them all together and they all fit together. And just because you discovered it doesn't mean He discovered it. If you go with natural, you don't have to worry about vitamin du jour, the vitamin of the day, and being up to date and read all the books and do all the things. Just take what God had. Now, my challenge is you can't find it in the food. You can't find it in the food because it's not in the soil. If it's not in the soil, it can't get in the food. But synthetic vitamins are a distant second to the real nutrients that God made. They're synergistic, they don't throw your body off, and you don't have to detoxify your liver every other month. Also, there's a lot of people who feel you only supplement if you have chronic deficiency, so it must be a woman thing, the men don't have to do it. You know I'm right, guys. And you know, disciplining our life to remember to add it really makes a difference. But I'll give you a thought. What time of the day or night do most deaths occur? 3 o'clock in the morning? When do you take your vitamins? In the morning. They last about 6 to 8 hours. So essentially you're running without any protection in the morning because you don't have the good oil-soluble vitamin E that does 24 hours, 7 days a week protection. Or as my daughter used to say, 24/7, Dad. I want to be 24/7 protected. How many of you would like a 23-hour deodorant? It doesn't work. Then why would we accept taking a supplement that we think is healthy? I'll give you another thought about supplements. If you take a vitamin, it should be taken with food. It's a synergist. If you take a mineral, chelated mineral, it should be taken on an empty stomach because it requires hydrochloric acid to break the bond so you can get the mineral. So how many take a vitamin mineral supplement? How you could do that? You either get the vitamin with the food or you get the mineral without the food. But your vitamin's not there when the food comes through. See the problem? Man ain't gonna figure it out. And you know the neat thing about the way God does it? You can take vitamins, minerals, and all that together and they release at different times at different places and go exactly where they're supposed to go. Isn't that cool? I think it's amazing to watch God work. Now, men are different than women. Women tend to have the chronic illness. Women tend to burn out. Men tend to blow out. Men tend not to feel anything till they don't feel anything. So a woman takes supplementation, it makes her feel better and helps smooth out periods and all kinds of things, and she knows the value of it, and that's why you see women taking vitamins. Men takes it because the woman says, if you don't take it, I'm going to divorce you. But men don't tend to take vitamins, do they? They don't, because they don't feel bad. But of the two major killers, heart disease and cancer, which one do you feel before you have a problem? Just because you don't feel it, guys, doesn't mean it's not there. And if you want to take the protection the way God made it. I'll give you an example of how bad vitamins can really screw you up. How many years now have we been taking beta-carotene for vitamin A? Beta-carotene suppresses another antioxidant called lutein. The suppression of lutein causes macular degeneration. So we have people taking tons of beta-carotene, which is not vitamin A. It can become vitamin A, but it suppresses lutein, which can cause you to have macular degeneration, which is at an unbelievable increase in the United States, macular degeneration. So we were taking things that were synthetic because we thought it was true, and it turned out not to be true. Anyway, there's a few things going on. God already has the answer to our health problems. We can search for Him, we can pray for Him, we can ask His guidance. We're going to find the answers. God will open up our eyes as we're ready for it. I've seen people have disease and want to fix the disease without dealing with the issue that God is trying to allow you to get understanding in your own life. We don't tend to resolve diseases until we are ready for it. I've seen people get their body physically well, but emotionally they're not ready for it. I mean, if you got hit by a 2x4 every day till you were 4, and nobody touched you after that, do you think if you were 30 years old and somebody started to build a building and lift a 2x4, you think you'd duck? Sure, because there's an emotional side, there's a spiritual side. It's all interrelated. So I'm saying that the physical part is huge. But don't ever do it without the Lord, because who heals? If I do the surgery and put your knee together, do you think your knee will grow together and heal if the Lord doesn't heal it? See, even the best surgeon doesn't do that. So you want energy? B vitamins and minerals have to be in place. You want to remove pain? Make sure that you've got fibers. You've got your essential oils. Did you know some of your fish oils and things like that actually lower pain levels? Do the same thing non-sterile anti-inflammatories do? We have some of the Life Solubles, which is the brand I was talking about, and you can put it over your food, put it in your mouth, or take it in a drink. It's really, really good. Tastes like cookie dough and gives you the nutrients that your body really needs to go with high calories. We have some Kona Gold, the minerals and trace minerals, and that tastes really good. We have something that Dr. Harry Deal discovered from the National Institute of Health. He discovered you couldn't give a certain mouse arthritis. They tried to inject it with stuff that would cause arthritis, couldn't do it. And so everybody said, well, you have to get rid of that mouse or that rat that you can't give arthritis to because we can't test our drugs. Harry Deal said, wait a second, why can't we give that animal arthritis? And so they said, well, I don't know. So they figured it out and studied and found a little fatty acid called acetylmeristoliate and a couple other fatty acids that actually blocks arthritis and immune things. So when people have pain and arthritis and inflammation, whether it's lungs or prostate or whatever, this little thing was given to people and solved those health problems. The problem was it was $300 a bottle for a month's supply. I have arthritis, folks. I know this is ridiculous. So we went and cornered the world supply, and it's $50 a bottle for a month's supply now, $55. And it is unbelievable what it can do to you. Within 2 months, you can feel like a new person. It helps the collagen, the clastin, your system. If it works, it works unbelievably well. It works on over 80% of the people with inflammation, autoimmune type things. Unbelievably successful, and I'm just thrilled I had a chance to find out about it because it's really made a difference in my life. Let's see, the next one, we have Paragon for those. Most people believe parasites belong in Mexico. Unfortunately, it doesn't take a visa for them to cross over here. We have parasites all over the United States. It's ubiquitous, and we test at the Center for Advanced Medicine at our medical center and find over 50% of the people we test are positive for parasites. Now, you really have to know how to test for parasites. You can't go to the local lab and just say, you know, find it. You have to take multiple stools and do multiple things. It is a profession. We have a thing called Paragon, which tends to chase out a whole group of things, including Helicobacter pylori, which causes acid indigestion, ulcers and things like that, and allergy, fungus, including parasites, worms, and things like that. So it's a really nice thing. And my feeling is what it costs you for a stool test, you know, it could be anywhere from $100 to $200 for a really good comprehensive stool test. The bottle costs $45 for a month's supply. If you don't feel very good for a few days, that's a sure sign that you're getting rid of critters. And, you know, and then you do it every so often just to keep yourself clean. I mean, you worm your animals, and it's amazing I'm not dirty. Well, you don't have to be dirty. Did you kiss kids when they grew up? Did your kids play in the yard? Did they put their hand in the ground where the dog and the cat were? I mean, you know, come on, folks. It's everywhere. It's ubiquitous. And food handlers and people picking the crops, same people who pick the crop here as in Mexico. You know, we do not test our food handlers for parasites and things like that. So I use that, and I use a number of different products. They're natural. The only one we have that is not totally natural is the one that turns homocysteine, that amino acid, into S-adenosine methionine, which has been quoted by a number of psychiatrists as being the best antidepressant they've ever seen, SAM. And that's because we have B6, B12, and folic acid added to a beet-type substance called trimethylglycine. So you can try any of them. They're real good for helping you with the major things: pain, weight, and energy. Okay? And here's the key to the whole thing. There are three dogs in your yard. One's a Doberman Pinscher, which is sometimes loyal and sometimes attacks the master, right? One's a pit bull, which is always attacking everything, can attack the master. And the other one is a loyal shepherd, the good shepherd. You have three dogs in your yard. Which one will rule the yard? The sometime loyal, the always loyal, or the never loyal? The answer is the one you feed. That's who will rule the yard. The one you feed. The decision you make today will absolutely change what happens in the future. So I'm going to tell you how I feel about the whole thing. I have a son. I teach him how to tell time. He's now 6'6", but when he was a little kid, we used to teach him how to tell time by saying, we had a clock, and it went. And if it went three times, bong, 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 he'd go, Daddy, Daddy, it's 3 o'clock. Well, one day I'm in the shower. You know how you're in the shower, you feel like you're in Psycho and somebody, you know, you get soap in your eyes. The most vulnerable time in the whole world is in the shower with the soap in the eyes, right? You're hearing everything outside. Well, I'm hearing that clock go bong, bong, bong. It broke. And my son ripped open the door and he says, Daddy, Daddy, it's later than it's ever been. So remember, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And to whom much is given, much is expected. So share the gift of healing and the understanding that you got today and I got as a gift from the Lord. Thank you very much.
For more information, please contact the person who shared this tape with you.